Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new Day All-Purpose Cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome, besties, to this episode of Pillows and Beer.
Hey, guys. We've got a new pad to
play with. And conspiracies with Craig will take a very different turn.
Yeah. So,
you know, we're going to have some fun with this, folks. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
So we got a new pad, and hopefully the audio sounds good. What's up, everyone?
Craig, that's amazing. I didn't know that we had these new features, and honestly, when you started doing that, I didn't know if you knew that you were doing it. I was like, this Craig's a little demon. I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we've got now, and
just in case we ever choose to have James Kennedy on here, we'll just hit that button every 15 seconds.
Our new Roadcaster. Wow. Has it always been Roadcaster?
Yeah, but I've always called it a coaster too. It kind of looks like a big coaster.
Well, Roadcaster from Sweet Grass Sound.
Sweetwater.
I rehearsed that. Sorry, I forgot it. So I'm in the studio and Austin's in Charleston. We're both back for the foreseeable future. And we're excited to get back into the podcast game. Obviously, the last few weeks, we were just taking it a little easy. And now we're back.
Yeah, it feels good to be back. And Nick, what's going on, buddy? I haven't really seen you or talked to you in like 2 weeks.
Just been working. I've hit the gym again and started bench pressing, and man, am I freaking weak. I am so weak.
Yeah.
Like I was throwing 35s on there and was dying.
Bench will do that to you. I got back into the gym today after 2 weeks, you know, being away, and I wasn't in Mexico for 2 weeks, but just gone from Charleston. And when I went to bench today, I just felt weak. I was like, man, after 2 weeks and I've already lost it. Like what the hell? So.
Yeah. It's funny because, well, it's not funny, but consistency in the gym is tough, but the more you work out, your bottom, like, you know, band of resistance is a lot higher. Like, fortunately you didn't feel as weak as you did a year ago.
No, definitely.
It is wild how much you can lose. Like, yeah, I think back to where I was, you know, 2 years ago, and I was like, oh, I can't imagine trying to get there now. If you were like, Craig, you have to put on like 25 pounds.
You're like, oh, man. No. I feel you. And Swoley will send me pics, man, all the time. He's like, hey, man, just so you know, like I'll be in there solo or something. And I'm like, I don't know, man, like I'm not putting on. And then, you know, he'll like, you know, send me something from like a year or two ago. And he's like, don't forget that you used to be this, you know, little bitch. I was like, all right. Hell yeah. So the transformation, you know, if we don't see it, is noticeable, which is pretty cool. But enough gym talk. Craig and I are just a bunch of gym rats. And we're going to turn this into a fit podcast where we're going to motivate all of you to reach your fitness goals.
If you do it Austin's way, you can just take a break in the middle of your fitness journey and go to Mexico for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
For wellness.
And I certainly wanted to work out while I was there, but let's just be honest, you know, working out on vacation is very tough. You know, you say that you're going to, and even if I was in like a groove, you go on vacation and you're like, yeah, that's not happening.
That's that old word, discipline.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I clearly didn't have any. I clearly didn't have any, and I just got a tan instead.
Well, that's good. I'm excited to get a tan. Speaking of tans, it was 78 today in Charleston, and I took Paige to the airport, and she had a fur coat with her, and was just, I was like, it is wild how climates are different in the country. I mean,
but I think that New York is hot as shit. Like, my sister went on she actually tracked it yesterday. She went on a 20-mile walk because the weather was gorgeous.
Oh, that's nuts.
Is that insane?
Yeah, good for Katie. Well, no, the weather, that's great. But I mean, it's getting cold. Like, spring's here in Charleston, but that's not the case for many places up north. Like, it will be cold. Like, it's going to snow again in some places.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't some places get 10 feet on the West Coast?
I mean, like, you know, Jackson Hole and like... mountains are
Jackson Hole got 30 inches. Our friends there, I mean, I saw a bunch of trucking, like box trucks were stuck in California in the snow. But anyway, we meet a lot of people and they're like, oh well, we're from Chicago, it's cold up there right now, and you're like, yeah, but we love the summer. But honestly, it's interesting how some people live in Florida, like Dustin and Paulina, and it feels like the Bahamas all year. And then some people live up north. Like, I'm happy with where we are here. It was cool with a couple cold months, but I mean, even though I sneezed all day because of the pollen bloom, I was like, this is nice. This is great.
What do we always say here, man, that Charleston has what, man, 3 seasons? Or do we say 2? I think it's 3 because, you know, Charleston is not a 4-season city.
No, but it's got, you know, summer, spring, fall, and winter.
That's 4 seasons, but
no, I'm saying like spring and fall are the same.
Yeah, basically that's what I'm trying to say is that no, I think that spring just goes like right into winter. Like I don't think that Charleston really has a fall. Like the summer is just long as hell.
You just went all over the place.
Summer goes into, sorry, I drank a Rebel Rabbit, but the summer goes into the winter. It just goes.
We don't really get winter until January and February.
Yeah.
And it's short sometimes, like this year. But we had a blast with Chicks in the Office. Those of you who came to the show, thank you. It was awesome to see you. I met a lot of y'all the next day at the store, and Austin got to go with y'all to Uptown Social.
Chicks was a lot of fun. You know, love those girls. And it felt really cool to be like a guest on someone else's, you know, rather than doing our own Craig. It was just different. It was different.
What are they doing, you
know? They went out for like the first hour, you know, and then Craig and I kind of came on to clean it up in the last like 30 plus minutes. Did some Q&A, and yeah, it was just fun. It was just funny. And for once, even Craig was on the receiving end of, you know, the playful, you know, poking. So I got to just sit there and laugh a lot. And it was great.
It was funny. And it was neat. A lot of people at the show had been to our Pillows and Beer shows. So
yeah, was definitely impressed. And I mean, a little bit surprised that there were so many P&B and besties out there.
Well, we should do one. Yeah.
Got one in a few months.
In Charleston?
Really? No, not in Charleston. But we do need to do one in Charleston. That is being worked on. But we have one officially in a few months.
And like if we were gonna do one, you know, then the time to do one would be at the
Riviera
summer. That was a cool place for sure.
And the bar's coming along, by the way. It's still under the still under demolition, and our partners just opened a beautiful place called Bodega in Mount Pleasant. I have not gotten to stop by the new coffee breakfast shop, but I'm excited to.
Yeah. I ended up going yesterday with Rodrigo because I kind of just got a little bit of cabin fever yesterday because I didn't do much this weekend other than Friday night, right? I mean, because Friday night was a banger after the show going to Uptown Social, which is another bar from our business partners. And that was, Craig, that was an interesting one to say the least. Craig did not join us, but his brother and fiance did.
Yeah, they had a blast with you guys. And then I got about a million texts all night and then about a million stories the next day in the store about Whitney and Madison joining you guys. And It sounds like it was a and I guess you guys were like in a fishbowl in Uptown. Fishbowl. So everyone had plenty of stories about Whitney and said Madison was just having a fun time.
Yeah. Madison and Whitney were in rare form and I loved every minute of it, to be honest, because Madison was just in the front rail, like fist bumping to everyone. And she was like, get up here, Austin. She kept on trying to grab me. I was like, stop it. But like, she kept on trying to grab me. And she was like, she was loving it. She was loving being in front and center. But yes, man, in a fishbowl. So for all those, there's like a, quote unquote, private table at Uptown Social, but like, it's not a club, right? So they're not used to having tables and like, roped off areas and things like that. But as they've been open, they've realized that it's kind of the only area that if they're going to have one, then that's where it's going to be. The only problem is that it's like 4 feet, freaking elevated off the ground. So everyone who was, below us just, was looking at us and, taking pictures and stuff. And I was like, oh man, we are in a fishbowl. But a hell of a lot.
It looked like a club. I showed the video on the page and she was like, where is this club? And I was like, it's Uptown. You've been there.
It certainly looks like a club.
With all the napkins.
When I was in there. And there is the people throwing the napkins.
I love that.
A new one for me.
Really?
Go ahead. It is. No, it is. I mean, basically at Downtown Social, when we did the bar crawl recently, Greg, is the first time that I saw it. And I was like, what's everyone throwing these napkins for? But it looks cool, to be honest.
So my first experience was with a place called America's Backyard. And man, I wonder if people listening will know it. And it is a bar in Florida. And like West Palm Beach, I highly doubt it's still there, or Fort Lauderdale, it might be. And the bar was an old swimming pool that had been emptied out. And so all the like bartenders were in the pool, but it was dry and they had like shower faucets they'd throw on people. And all of a sudden, like every once in a while, the DJ would start to build up the beat and then it would just and you just hear it. And then all of a sudden people would just, all the bartenders would start to grab like a stack of napkins. You'd be like, what's going to happen? And then the beat would drop and they just throw them up in the air. And you were like, this is the greatest place in the world. And I was like, if I ever own a bar, I will be doing that. Okay. So it was neat to see Uptown do it. So you're saying you didn't like it.
No. I think it's hilarious. I just can't help but think about it from like the other side. And I'm like, must be such a pain to have to clean up at the end of the night. And that's all that I could think about because I kept on hucking like hundreds of penny napkins in the air. And I mean, it does look cool, but I was like, this probably sucks to clean up.
You just get like a big push broom.
So we will be throwing napkins, especially at our opening weekend of, by the way, you heard it here first from Craig.
No, I didn't say that.
You said when I open a bar, I for sure want to do this.
Yeah, that has always been my thought, but I don't think that, by the way, is going to be the place. Maybe on a special occasion.
Which is opening weekend.
Which we don't know when it is yet, but we're aiming for July, August. So we'll let everyone here know, but we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this. Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. Conference tournaments are here, which means the biggest moments in college basketball are getting closer. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball.
It would amaze you how much fun that it is to have a little skin in the game. So when you make a selection on Prize Picks, there are so many of them, you know, it can be just, you know, for fun. And this week, for instance, I'm betting that Caitlin Clark from the Hawkeyes, in honor of Nick, goes for more than 30 points, and that LeBron James for more than 7 assists. So there are all sorts of things to choose from and to have fun. Download the app today and use the code PILLOWSANDBEER for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail.
Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock.
Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution, which is exactly what we do when we do pop-up shops across the country. It's what we used at BravoCon. And honestly, it's never failed us in the store. And from when we only had e-commerce, that's what I used, is Shopify. And now I can see what our pop-up's doing, what our store's doing, what our online's doing, all in one place. And it's amazing for my numbers-loving mind. But plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/pillowsandbeer, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/pillowsandbeer to take your retail business to the next level today. That's Shopify, shopify.com/pillowsandbeer.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. Hello, besties. I'm here with, oh man, sorry, I'm getting a little click happy on the new board. Here with Austin Kroll and Nick Norris. Oh man, spring has started in Charleston, and it looks like the news, TikTok, Instagram, tabloids, everything is just as crazy as it ever was. And
do you think that spring is actually here to stay, Craig? Do you think that we're going to jump back to some cold or like rainy or random, you know, days? Or do you think that we're just on the up and up?
No, I think last week was the last dip into the cold. I'm going to take, I think the odds are in your fate. Like, I think I'm the underdog with that. Oh my God, Nick.
Nick is running his 40 time in the camera behind us.
He almost went through his TV. I think chances are higher that there is another dip, but I don't think there's going to be.
Yeah.
Just like Wendy's surge pricing, which is, you all right, Nick?
Yeah, we're good. I thought
what a segue. What a segue, Nick. Man, you just missed the greatest segue into temperatures dropping and surging into Wendy's surging pricing. Good job, Craig.
Well, I thought it was a joke when they announced this.
From my understanding, the Wendy's pricing is going to be kind of like stock market-y, right? Where it's like, okay, man, during these certain times, and then the board will, you know, reflect the change.
See, that's the dumbest thing in my book. Like,
well, I don't
think it's already on the more expensive side, I think, for fast food.
Like, I love Wendy's.
True fast food, but I don't know.
Well, the goal is to get people to come in during slow times and it'll equal out. You know, the mom coming home from work who has to stop to feed the kids, it's not great for her. But I have a feeling it'll be, I think these are going to be like 20 cent.
Yeah, 20 cent kind of like, you know, differentials.
Yeah.
You see, like, other places are saying we're giving out free food and it's like the Wendy's discount.
I mean, at the end of the day, once you start to take care of yourself, you start to pick up on a couple of things. I was in Charleston Airport and they just closed the only place to get something healthy to eat to replace it with a Starbucks. So now if you want to eat while traveling,
is it the caviar bananas?
Yeah. Now that's going to be Starbucks.
Oh, really?
So now there is a Chick-fil-A to eat from.
Yeah.
There is a
Cinnabon.
A Cinnabon.
There is a pizza joint.
There's a Burger King. And so, like, where, like, you can go get one of those pre-made chicken Caesar wraps, I guess. And then I just started to pick up on it in airports. I was like, America's just poisoning itself. And, like, you can call me crazy, but it's not. Like, if you have any education into nutrition, like, we are just poisoning our entire population.
I mean, last summer, I was in Europe for, I mean, a while, you know, longer than I should have been. And if you've been a bestie, then you know all about that. But when I came back, like, I had lost weight, you know, I wasn't even working out then, right? But, like, I had lost weight because the food over there is just, when I was just in Mexico, you know, for 8 to 10 days, the same damn thing. I came back. I mean, I felt great, you know, and then I eat some shit here and, you know, upset tummy for, you know, 24 hours. And I'm like,
and it's not vanity. It is about health. Like, you're legitimately just cutting off years of your life eating that way. That's the thing. It's all about longevity and spending time with your family. So, I mean,
that was really sweet, Craig.
I wish someone, really, well, yeah, because people would be like, oh, well, I don't care if I have, like, rock hard abs. You're like, it's not about that.
There's a commercial out there. It is a sweet commercial where the grandpa, you see him lifting up like a 25 pound man kettlebell, you know, over and over and over. And then you're like, what's he training for, man? What's he training for? And he keeps on holding it, you know, out like in front of him. And then it turns out that at Christmas time, his little granddaughter comes in and he picks her up to put the star on top of the Christmas tree. And you're like, okay, nice. That's exactly what Craig's talking about here.
Well, that's a great one.
Yeah. And it's a really good commercial.
But I mean, look, okay, I guess I have to follow up that point with, a lot of people don't even have a chance. I mean, I do think personal accountability is a huge thing, but I mean, like, you take your family to the airport to get ready to travel, and even if you wanted to eat healthy, you can't. So that's not, you know, so that is crazy. Like,
I'm actually shocked because the Charleston Airport has put a lot of money into redoing, like, a lot of things, you know, and like a Chick-fil-A came in. But as Craig said, I mean, I guess you could go there and get, like, you know, a grilled chicken fucking Sammy or like some grilled chicken nuggets, but that's not what I would consider to be, like, a healthy option if you're going to the airport. And yeah, you know, if, like, you want to give your kids, like, a fruit cup, where the hell do you get them a fruit cup?
Yeah. So I know it does. It's not easy. And it's also way cheaper to eat unhealthy than it is healthy. So I hope one day that
I mean, if you look at some of these menus, I'm so shocked. And I feel like I've said it here, but I'm always shocked where I'm like, what does McDonald's or Taco Bell, you know, offer, like, four, you know, entrees for $5 or something like that? And I'm like, that is so criminally cheap. So, I mean,
but yeah. And then grocery stores, you know, veggies and stuff are expensive. But when I was like, wow, there's not a single place to eat, I was like, that's crazy. But of course, Chick-fil-A,
good on rotisserie chicken, good for you.
It's not, well, that's a real, it's not.
Oh, terrible. It's not?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like a grilled chicken.
No, you can't say it. It's no, don't say, is it good for you? Because that's not the appropriate question. Is it a good like is protein
for you?
No, not like.
Is it like fatty?
It's not like
is
a
it,
fried is chicken it, by any means.
No,
but yeah,
no, it's not.
Like,
and like,
but it's still not like the best for you.
Why did you shake your head so fast, Nick? Like,
I what, mean, it's better than a lot of things.
It's better than a lot of things, but it's still not like.
I just ate one. Option. Well, not like a full one, but I ordered my Instacart for the week because I just got back. I feel like, and it's like a normal week here, and so I ordered all my groceries, and I was like, okay, well, it's not going to get here until 8 or 9. So I'm gonna order like a pre-made something and a rotisserie. And I was like, a rotisserie chicken, you know, it's great. It's just like sliced, you know, chicken. Or I mean, I slice the chicken and I don't know. It like didn't sit, you know, the best. And I was like, wait, is it like full of, you know, bullshit? Or I mean, I just thought it was a chicken.
No, it just melts the fats into the meat.
But. Okay. Well, it brought me back to my childhood because I swear when my mom would travel, my dad, bless his heart, he just couldn't cook. So we ate rotisserie chickens, I swear, like 3 to 4 times a week whenever my mom would travel.
Well, yeah, it's the easiest. I ate a ton in college from an interior.
Yeah.
Just in case.
So cheap. It's like a full chicken. It's like, you know, $8. It's crazy.
Well, just in case. Yeah. Multiple meals in one. Just in case your stomach feels silly from other reasons, and who knew that all of our crypto balances would be right back to all of them, like to even.
Dude, tell me what the hell is going on right now with Dogecoin.
Well,
I'm mad.
It's up 32%. Yeah. It's funny because obviously, you know, it was so down. Crypto was so down. And, you know, hindsight is 2020. But I do remember thinking, like, I know that Bitcoin's going to go back up, but I'm not going to jump back into this race because I don't have the discipline to, like, play the crypto market, where many people would say it's not like that. You buy it like a stock and hold. And so Ethereum, that was down 60% from my cost basis, is now above my cost basis. Bitcoin's way above it. And then Dogecoin, who I just kept, you know, the ones from crypto or from COVID in there, and they were worth basically nothing. Like, now I just checked my Coinbase, which I hadn't in 6 months, and I was like, all right, maybe I'll take some money out.
I didn't really keep as many as I should have. I'm stupid.
Really? Well, as you're sitting here talking about all this, I've never gone into crypto or Dogecoin, and now I'm like, should I?
Well, you should,
you know, to take off.
Bitcoin was $35 on my birthday, and I was like, fuck, I just wanted to go back down, or 45 into the 30s, and I'll buy. Just like in the 30s, go back in the 20s and buys. It's up to 68 right now, 68,000. So even a week ago, it was at 50. And it's up 38% since a week ago.
I was going to buy, and I was like, Nick, it's just going to go up really fast, then right back down like it always does.
I thought that too.
Just like,
I'm still in NVIDIA. NVIDIA's at 860 now, and I'm so done with Robinhood. I had call options for 815. 815 is where the stock had to get to make a gazillion dollars, and it is at 860 now. I bought them when the stock was at 700, and Robinhood sold them. So I have to switch platforms. But I told you
which one to go to.
Yeah, Webull.
That is ridiculous.
Well, I'm into options trading, and it's a long story. But now I don't sleep past 9:20 because I wake up before the market opens every morning because it's my money on the line. And I was like, who knew that all I had to do to wake up in my life was add a monetary value to it that I could understand?
Craig, you're into the stock market. You are, that's not what I was expecting you to say. That you're up at 9:20 when the market opens. Wait, when does the market open? Does it open at 9:20?
9:30. It started about 8 weeks ago. I started a group finance chat with my friends, and we trade every day.
That was not a part of my 24 bingo card, Craig.
Yeah, trade. I make about 2 to 3 trades a day, and
I really gotta stop looking at stocks. It just depresses me with the ones I didn't buy.
I know, man. We were in the gym today, and I watched Craig, man, walk over to his phone and pull up stock market. I was like, what have we got going over here?
Yeah, Amazon kind of hurt me today. It bounced off the 180 resistance. I needed it to go above 180, but It didn't. But here's why. What I learned from it is I could not stop crying over spilt milk. Like, I just was obsessing over it, being like, why did I get out at 32? It went to 36. And so I looked up how to stop crying over spilt milk. And
what was the number one piece of advice, Craig, that you looked up?
Pay close attention to what you're doing. Immediately clean your mess, pour another cup, and enjoy the experience. So basically, realize what you did wrong, reset, and then go back into it and have fun. Wait, I don't know.
Does it say to have fun there at the end?
Yeah.
And have fun. Well,
because it's to express, crying over spilt milk is to express regret about something that has already happened or cannot be changed. Yes, we made a mistake, but there's no point in crying over the spilled milk. So pour yourself another glass and enjoy it. It's just human nature, though,
to, you know, bitch about past doings, whether they were good or bad.
Well, yeah. But we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Well, Craig is into the stock market. And I've begun to read again. I haven't read and I can't tell you how long.
I'm so jealous.
What do you read right now? I haven't read since college, so that's how bad
I got back into it. So yes, I'm gonna give you some backstory. I'm gonna make it a thing. But because some people will groan or, you know, will roll their eyes and some will be like, oh man, hell yeah. But my sister called me and said that she had begun a book club, but that first and foremost, she was going to reread, and not saying that I'm, you know, rereading, I'm just reading one. She was going to read for the first time the Harry Potters. And so on book three, she called me and was like, I'm excited. You should read this with me. So I began to read it, you know, with her, and I got like sucked in fast. I haven't read it again since I was like, I can't tell you. I mean, I probably was like, you know, 20 or something when I read it last. So it's been a long time. Prisoner of Azkaban.
Even though you know what's going to happen, you can still read it?
Yes, because it's vastly different from, you know, the movies, and it like sucks you right back in, and it's awesome. And it's really, really cool that my sister hasn't seen any of the movies and she's never read them. So now she's reading the book, and then she'll watch the movie. Good.
Keep her away from the movies.
Well, she's you know, watching the movie tonight because she just finished book three.
Wait, she's never like, seen any of the movies, and you have seen them 50 times?
Yeah. And she hasn't. And so now she's all into it, and she's like, oh my God, I cannot wait to watch the third movie tonight. And I'm like, the third movie is where you're really just going to see a lot of things that change and that you don't know why they didn't keep it in this from the book. And that's when it really begins to change. I was like, so text me when you do it. And she has a set time. She's watching it at 9:30 tonight. And she was like, I'll text you. But she's been like excited as hell about it. But now that I'm reading this, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to finish this, right? Because once you begin to read it, it really just flies. And now it's going to jump me into my next couple of books that I'm going to read. And I'm just going to keep it going. And that makes me happy because I feel like every year when the, you know, calendar changes, I'm like, I'm going to read, you know, X amount of books, you know, this year, and I read like one. So I might actually be able to hit a handful of books this year, and I just got to keep it going. Routine.
I'm jealous.
Discipline.
That's the one resolution that I have not followed through on. And I made it about 5 months ago, made a goal to start reading, and I just find an excuse.
Me too, though.
Not to do it. I just read my beekeeping like book and like loved it, but I've got these finance books and some real estate books, and I have them. I travel with them. They're always in my book bag, but I stay on my phone on the flight and I don't read. Or at night, I watch TV instead of reading.
I don't blame you for not wanting to read a finance book on, you know, the flight or something like that.
I like that stuff. Like that's what my type of reading.
You wouldn't read fiction. You wouldn't read like. I mean, I don't know. You know, there's like 1,000, you know, awesome fiction books out there that I could even recommend.
Make the definitive. I wouldn't do that, but I enjoy nonfiction stuff.
Okay.
I like sometimes think fiction's like it's funny because movies my escape, but some people would think watching a movie is a waste of time. I think reading fiction is a waste of time, even though I enjoy it. But I also have no room to talk because I haven't started reading anything. So.
Well, it's, you know, good for your brain, right? I mean, you know, we're not
spring
in
chicken
school anymore. So like, we're like, yeah, I mean, our brain, you know, probably isn't firing as much as it should. And I'm sure that there are plenty of people out there that are like, my job sucks. I use like a, you know, like a 10th of my brain power for it, you know, and reading is one of those things that.
Yeah. Have you had to write a card recently? Because that'll really wake you up into being like, do I really not use these muscles anymore?
Because right, like, that's funny.
Handwriting I always like buy a Christmas card and then I'll write a little paragraph in there of my own words and like my hand would cramp up. And I was like, this is embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, I have not written. I mean, I have and I haven't. So, I mean, funny enough, in one of my previous relationships, our thing was, man, giving each other cards and we would write just novels. And I guess it's like the last time that I've, you know, written, you know, something like that. And then like I look at, you know, my notes for like, you know, Trop Hop and shit, and it's like chicken scratch, Greg. I mean, man, look at this. It's like, it's barely freaking legible. It's just like, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, like you're terrible at this. You're like, okay.
My parents do this. My dad's a big card guy. He doesn't want a present. He just wants a card.
You know, man, I mean, yeah, I can speak from experience, you know, that getting like a card that someone has put, you know, thought into is like one of the best feelings ever. So that's happy really sweet that your dad just wants a card.
It is my dad's birthday. So
really?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mr. C.
I met a Phish fan that you've been to shows with, Austin.
Really?
She's one of Dave Kaplan's friends. They came by the store.
I'm no way.
So she's been to 100 shows. So is her husband. And they're going to the Delaware show. But it just reminded me that you'll be coming to Delaware at some point this summer.
Do you remember her name, Crick?
I can pull it up. Have I told you about the Alaska trip this summer?
No, Austin? You haven't. Because I've been dying to go to Alaska. So tell me. No, maybe you have.
Well, I haven't planned it yet, but the biggest Fred Meyer store is in Alaska. And you so I was like, this. All right, I'll go like do an appearance and like you guys can come like, you know, Shep loves Alaska and like I'm sure you would be down to go to Alaska outside of the crazy fishing trip that Shep tried to take us along on. And you have a relationship with Harris Teeter and I was like, it could be fun to just go out during July because Paige, you know, is usually filming Summer House and I was like, we can just the three of us go do like we could bring Jack with us honestly and film the whole thing or something and just film us doing Alaska shit.
Going to Alaska would be awesome. It's one of those places that like if I don't make a conscious decision to go, you know, then maybe I'll never go. So going to Alaska would be awesome in the summer. Oh my God, I bet it's unbelievable scenery out there. Shep would make us go fly fishing for sure.
It'd be so fun.
It'd be so fun.
So I really want to, if you want me and Austin to do a live show in Alaska,
where do we do it? Like in Anchorage or in Juneau? Yeah.
Her name's Robin. And then I won't say her last name though. But okay. I'll send it to you. Well, you know, I spend a lot of time talking to ChatGPT every day. Do you? Have you harnessed the power of AI yet?
I have not.
I use Gemini more than I do. Gemini. Yeah.
I have not, but I read some funny prompts with ChatGPT, and it is alarming. It's just alarming how, you know, accurate and how good that it is. You're like,
Fairbanks. Oh, Fairbanks has a 5-acre Fred Meyer. Yeah, Anchorage or whatever. There's a town that we're forgetting. I'm sure there's or a Juneau, couple.
There's
yeah.
like four, I mean, like that I know in Alaska.
I like would love to go to Alaska Brewing Company. I know that okay. it's in Anchorage, and that sounds like it'd be badass. You go and fly fish, and you get off the river or something, and go to Anchorage. I don't know, but I bet that Alaska has more going on than we think. Or maybe I'm completely wrong, and it doesn't, and that would be beautiful as well.
No, it definitely does. It's huge. We have... What the fuck was I just going to say? Oh, mm-hmm. I would never seek out a brewery on my own, but I enjoy... when I'm with Austin, because he does everywhere we go. So that will be a lot of fun. But for AI, you should ask it strategies for drop up. I talked to it about Sewing Down South and my growing personal, like my social media.
Yeah, I use it for my stuff for Hawkeye.
Yeah. We have used it. I mean, certainly. And kind of like I said, it's like alarmingly like insightful. It's alarmingly insightful. I'm like, okay, I think that that's exactly what I should do.
You know what's really odd is how much water. So I didn't realize that when we use the internet and like you type a search into Google, it uses electricity and energy that has to go through a server, and that computer has to compute the search that you just put in, and it causes heat. And so AI actually causes a ton of heat, but also at these search engine like Google databases, they have to cool the computers. And so when you fire off like these ChatGPT computations, they require so much water to keep the computer servers cool that it's becoming like a big issue. And so like server farms and AI servers are all going after these water rights in places, and these towns are freaking out and trying to block them. And I was like, I never knew that when I used Google and searched something that it actually used water.
Yeah, those server buildings that they have are wild. Like right. Northern Virginia is filled with them.
There's a new one coming, Charles.
Nick, speaking of Virginia, you want to hear a fun little trop hop update?
Yes, I've fun? Heard. I've heard.
Oh, really? How did you hear?
She reached out to me. I was like, just talk to Austin. I go,
yeah, I've had a meeting with the Richmond distributor today with like the whole team, and
you're trying to make it happen. I've been talking,
and it's pretty rad, man. We sent them beer and we had a good talk today. And so Trop Hop might be coming to Richmond, Virginia here fairly soon. And thanks to Nick and Kevin, what's her name?
Casey.
Oh, Casey has done so much. She wouldn't rest until we found someone to talk to. And that is really awesome. And so Richmond, Virginia.
So you have your Virginia permit?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Well,
congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah. Let's not put the cart in front of the horse, but definitely seems that I could be coming to Richmond, Virginia here soon. So Craig will take me to beautiful Alaska and I'll whisk him away to Richmond, Virginia.
Heck yeah.
Well, Charles, I mean, you 45 minutes north. Come say hi.
You probably get your beer into the Alaskan stores. It's owned.
That would be really cool.
By Kroger.
Hell yeah, well, man.
Guys, it's been great. I'm so excited to be back in Charleston. I really am. And Austin asked me today to open the pool soon. And it's just going to be great. We got to make a goal to golf.
Looking at my calendar, Craig, it's funny that you just said that because I opened up my calendar as soon as you began to say, you know, it feels good to be back in Charleston. And I have, you know, things on there, but it's all in Charleston. And it's pretty awesome to see that I'm going to be in Charleston for a little while and working out and podcasting and using Craig's pool and golfing, as you just said, which we should make a tee time for first available day that it's nice. Because why not?
Sorry, I'm not a real bad voice.
I keep thinking it's broken.
And we got to record in person sometime soon.
I'll be in Charleston at the end of the month.
Charleston Food and Wine Festival this weekend for anyone who wants to come in town or is coming in town should be awesome. And I'll remind you again on Thursday.
What's the location?
The location is Riverfront Park in North Charleston. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I have a big old tent with Charleston Bloody Mary mix, and we're going to have a gay old time. My parents are going to come up at some point. See if I can drag Craig out there at some point. It'll be a lot of fun. It'll be lots of fun. The vibes will be high. What's that?
See if you can get a little
true. Discount code. True. Love that. I will reach out to them.
You know? All right, guys. Well, it has been a pleasure, and we'll be right back here on Thursday. Have a great week, besties.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.